The Indians trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Rays. Carlos Carrasco on the hill for Cleveland. We pick it up, no score in the fifth. Edwin Encarnacion at the dish, facing Jacob Faria.
There's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Straightaway center field. Malik Smith to the wall, jumps up, and it's gone. With one swing of the bat, Edwin Encarnacion breaks up the no-no bid. And the pitch. There's a swing and a grounder back up toward the middle. Miller has it go under his glove and into right center field for a base hit. It'll score another run as Urshela scores. Around second on his way to third is Jackson. And into second base goes Ramirez. That'll probably go down as a base hit, but it's either got to be one of two things. Either played by Miller or he's got to knock it down. He did neither. And it's 5-0 Cleveland.
From the stretch, first base out of the rubber, he pitches. Got him swinging. Three pitches. Plouffe is down. Here it comes. Swing and a line drive, base hit at a right field, and kiss the no-hitter goodbye. So the Rays get their first hit with two out in the seventh inning, courtesy of Logan Morrison. 0-2 to 2-2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, and he chased again. Ball in the dirt. Gomes will have to throw him out. That is strikeout number 10 for Carrasco, and it might be his final pitch of the night.
The Rays blanked by the Indians. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
I think it's fair to say Carlos Carrasco enjoys pitching at this ballpark for whatever reason. This is 3 years now that it seems like he's put together pretty dominant performances, and you can definitely see why when he's 93-96, keeping the ball down, then featuring the slider and the changeup out. Off that, it's going to be difficult. Righty-lefty, it really doesn't matter. I mean, he was so efficient and just kept attacking the strike zone. From the other side, pretty impressive to watch. As far as our pitching went, Jake threw the ball well. I mean, we had a bad inning, and you know that hurt us. We had kind of a unique bunt play there that allowed havoc all over the bases, and then obviously some hard hit balls. But you know, like the way that Jake, you know, for him to go back out there and get that extra inning, it meant a lot simply because we didn't have to blow through the bullpen. So I was impressed with that. Even though I know that, you know, after the home run, it looked like his location got him a little bit on his fastball falling behind. But saying that, you know what, Carrasco was really difficult regardless.
After the fifth inning, why did you choose to have Jake Faria go back out on the mound in the sixth?
That reason, I mean, you know, we saved one guy having to pitch tonight. In the bullpen, or asking a guy to throw multiple innings of that group that threw. And, you know, knowing with this lineup, they're really versatile, right, left, switch, all of that. You want to have all hands on deck as much as possible. So I think we did a good job of getting those guys out there. They got their inning in, and they'll all be ready to pitch tomorrow.
During the game, x-rays came back negative on Evan Longoria, but what's the update?
Just that. I really don't know anything. I'll wait till tomorrow if he's a go or not. I think it's very similar to what happened to Lucas Duda a couple days ago. And I looked at it. It looked like it hit the outside, but the inside of the thumb is what really puffed up. So we'll just see how he is tomorrow. I'll text him, call him in the morning to see how he feels, and you know, he'll come in here, do everything he can, get his treatment to be out there.
But it doesn't seem like anything more than a day-to-day thing.
No, yeah, I don't think so. I mean, he's going to be sore tomorrow, but wouldn't be surprised if he's also capable of playing.
And you mentioned you were impressed that he went back out for the sixth. Were you impressed by the way? I mean, there was a lot of tough things that happened that weren't his fault in that inning. I mean, were you kind of impressed how he handled that?
In what regard?
Well, I mean, things that could have happened. I mean, you know, some of the plays that they weren't errors, but they could have been made. The bunt, you know, the whole.
The bunt play, you know, threw everything else. The other plays, I mean, those balls were hit really well. To your point, yes, I was. Young pitcher goes out there, you know, you can't let your guard down because we needed an extra inning, an extra 20 pitches, whatever it was, out of him to kind of carry over and help us get into tomorrow.
Third time that no hitter alerts were going out there. Did you think his stuff was good enough at that point?
Yeah. I mean, I'm fairly familiar with him, and when he puts it together on a given night, you're going to see those types of performances, and that was a pretty good performance.
The series against the Indians continues on Saturday with Chris Archer on the hill.